On the telephone, we say hello to our friend Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Hi, Betsy.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Doing pretty well, thanks. How is your week going so far?
Oh, it's going.
How did you make out with the storms? Did you lose power at all?
I feel so fortunate. I did not lose power.
Well, we're glad to hear
not
that.
Not for a minute. I followed your saga online, though.
Yes, it was a saga. That's a good word for it, yes. But all better now. We're it's good. We're all showered and warm again, so that's nice.
Aww.
Yeah. Downtown Bangor continuing to make adjustments as well. How are things going for the Downtown Bangor business folks since last we talked?
I think they're going pretty well. I think that, you know, more and more people are establishing themselves within the new normal and, you know, continuing to find those innovative ways to meet the new needs of the Bangor community under the new circumstances. So, you know, they're just in things have kind of settled, I think, you know, since the stay-at-home order went for a full month. It gave people an opportunity to really stop and think about, you know, not just like, what am I going to do today, but what's my plan over the next month. So people seem to be hitting a new kind of groove right now, which is kind of nice and feels a little bit more stable.
Absolutely. And you know, we talked about this a little bit last week. I feel like a lot of the work that's being done now in these interesting situations, likely to make a lot of these businesses even stronger and more diverse when we get back to something that resembles normalcy.
Yeah, absolutely. When you're a business owner and you when you have a brick and mortar and you're open every single day, you know, sometimes your social media presence can fall by the wayside, or you don't have time to build the website that you want to build or create the instructional videos that you want to create. And I've just seen so many people so active on their social media and building those websites that are now shoppable. So it's just going to streamline their process and make it easier for people to have that. You know, a lot of people love to like pre-shop a website before going into a store and just take a quick peek and say, hey, what kind of stuff do they have? Oh, okay, great. I'm going to pop in there and, you know, try that on or go pick that thing up. So I think we'll see it actually ultimately be a more convenient situation for shop owners and for consumers alike.
Well, you've come up with a brand new way to help promote and encourage people to support Downtown Bangor merchants. And I love this idea. I'm looking at the board for what you're calling Downtown Bangor Social Distancing Bingo. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the things is that, you know, some people might be aware of their favorite restaurant or shop and what they're doing, but not realize kind of the variety of things that are available downtown to them and how much of those everyday things that they need that they can pick up downtown. So we created, you know, a social distancing bingo card that showed all the different things that one can get downtown, kind of generalized into categories. So to give people an opportunity to try to hit all those points and try to grab a variety of things from downtown businesses in order to meet their needs, rather than thinking that, oh, you know, the only place that I can pick up groceries is, you know, at a grocery store, that there are lots of grocery type supplies available downtown, or there's articles of clothing available downtown. So we thought it would be a fun way to get people to continue to engage with downtown and do a little exploring of what's available.
And so how can people make a digital copy of their Downtown Bangor business, a bingo card?
Yeah, so we actually shared that on our Instagram and Facebook stories, a step-by-step process. You know, so one of the things that you can do is either if you click on the picture of the bingo card, you can either download it or screenshot it. And then once it's on your phone or computer, you can mark it up by putting X's over the bingo squares that you've completed, or circle around them, or check, or smiley faces, whatever makes you happy, to show which things you've completed, and then post your social distancing bingo card on your social media and tag Downtown BGR Bingo in your post so that you can be entered into the drawing for a chance to win. And then we do ask you to back it up by emailing us either proof of purchase or photos of yourself doing the activities that we suggested.
And there are a lot of cool things on there. It's not just buying things. It's things like taking a selfie with a statue or a monument, took a walk and admired downtown Bangor, posted a picture of downtown to your social media. So there are a lot of different ways you can compete in this. And the first person to get bingo is going to win a prize of a couple of $50 gift cards to the downtown Bangor business of their choice.
Yeah, and then beyond that, we're going to continue to collect entries and then do a drawing at the end to select five more people that can win gift cards to the downtown Bangor businesses of their choice. So that it's both open to somebody who wants to just quickly plow through the project and for people who want to pick away at it over the course of the month that it's running.
I love it. It's a great idea. It spreads the word, and maybe somebody can win, but the big winners will be those downtown businesses and all the folks of downtown that you support. So congratulations to everybody on that effort. And Betsy, thank you as always for updating us this week. Hope the rest of your week. We'll check in with you again next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership here on the program.